Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, celebrating our 14th anniversary week of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we couldn't do it without our good friend Tim Berry, who's been with me since January of 98, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is also the founder of Palo Alto Software. And, folks, he is Planet Earth's business planning expert, guru. He's the king biscuit of business planning in this part of the galaxy, and I'm glad to say he's our good friend. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm really glad and really proud to be part of this anniversary, 14 years, and congratulations to you. Well done.
Well, I appreciate that, and couldn't have done it without you and your support over all the years. Tim, let's talk about startups. I know that's on your mind today. One of the things that I predicted 3 years ago, when we started, we headed into the tough times of 2008 and 09. A lot of people were talking about, well, wait till the startups get started. Wait till the startups hit. That'll be when the economy will recover. And I said in those days, I said it on the show, there won't be. In fact, I think I included in my predictions that year, there won't be the startup critical mass like we've had in the past. And the reason I said that was because I know how startups get started. They get started like you and I did, with our own personal credit, our own home equity, credit cards, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew that home equity had gone away, and credit lines on credit cards had gone away, and that was going to have a big impact on startups. And that's what's happened, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny how the startups didn't come back. Well, I guess it's not funny at all, but my sense of it is mostly anecdotal, but I think if you look at the SBA statistics and the Kauffman Center statistics, it confirms what you just said, that there hasn't been a notable increase in startups despite the high unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Which was the opposite of what happened in the 90s and what happened after the 2000 recession. You and I are products of these cycles, and we started our business with our own home credit, our own credit card credit. I mean, I've heard your stories. You've told us those stories. And here's another thing that's interesting that I think needs to be said, Tim, and that is that it's going to, the lack of startups is going to have an impact, a positive impact, on the companies who survived the last 3 years, because they won't have the pricing pressure from startups that past recoveries have had. And so there'll be fewer companies going after customers, and they'll be able, and they won't have the startup pricing pressure that always comes with a bunch of startups. And so they'll not only have more business, but they'll be able to be more profitable. What do you think?
I think intuitively that makes sense. I think you're right as well about what happened in the 90s, and my sense of 2000 and 2001 was that it took longer than I would have thought, but by 03, 04, 05, the startups had started pushing the economy again.
Mm-hmm.
And on competition, it's funny because I spend so much time watching software and web, and there's been so much technological change in those areas that you don't see that kind of static phenomenon that you just suggested. There are startups there, and there is price pressure, and there is innovation, and it's kind of funny how spotty the startup world is.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause everything we just said is true, but a couple weeks ago I was walking with my youngest daughter through the Soma area of San Francisco, where she lives and works, and it's like a startup beehive. Even the billboards on the street are you know, do this for your startup, do that mm-hmm. for your startup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just finished a couple weeks in New York, where New York's Silicon Alley is just bursting with effervescent energy, so much going on there.
Right.
And yet it doesn't seem to spread into the larger economy. But these hubs are interesting. There are some places where startups seem to congregate in a way, what's a good word for that?
When we come back after these messages, I want you to explore this idea, this concept, the notion of startup hubs. And what are they doing that could be exported? It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, and which they're the folks who make Business Plan Pro. His book is called The Plan As You Go, Business Plan. That's a 21st century business planning book, by the way, folks. 20 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.